Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1128, where we explore the tantalizing world of trivia. Are you ready to test your knowledge? Let's jump right in. The first round's category is the quotable Einstein. Here's the first question. Einstein once said, "Life is like riding one of these. To keep your balance, you must keep moving." What could he be referring to? The answer is a bicycle. Fun fact, Einstein was known to often ride a bicycle, proving that he practiced what he preached. Let's move on to the second question. Einstein asserted that this is more important than knowledge. What do you think he's referring to? The answer is imagination. Einstein truly valued the creative mind. Here comes the third question. Einstein once said, "I never think of this period of time. It comes soon enough." What is he referring to? The answer is the future. Einstein believed in focusing on the present moment. Let's dive into the fourth question. According to Einstein, this cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. What is it? The answer is peace, wise words indeed. And now, for the final question of this round. Einstein declared, "As long as there are sovereign nations possessing great power, this is inevitable." What is he referring to? The answer is war, a sobering reality check from one of the greatest minds of our time. Next up, round two. The category begins and ends with the same vowel. This will be a fun one. Question one, coming right up. Golden and triple-double chocolate are varieties of this sandwich cookie. Any guesses? The answer is an Oreo. Sweet treat, isn't it? Now let's move on to question two. Here's a geographical hint for you. One who lives in Haifa or Tel Aviv. The answer is an Israeli. Did you get it right? Here comes question number three. It's the area of study where kids make the acquaintance of polynomials. What's your guess? The answer is algebra. A bit of a brain teaser, wasn't it? Let's move to the fourth question. Derived from the Latin for fox mange, it's the medical term for the loss of hair. The answer is alopecia. Tricky, right? Last question for this round. This word means to take in marriage or to speak in favor of a cause. What could it be? The answer is a spouse. A little bit of language trivia for you. Round three, the category. President's speeches, one word off. How well do you know your presidential speeches? First question in this round. Think back to Reagan and his iconic speech. Mr. T, open this gate. Mr. T, tear down this wall. Who was Mr. T? The answer is Gorbachev, an unforgettable moment in history. Let's jump to the second question. LBJ once said, "The great pumpkin rests on abundance and liberty for all." What's the correct word here? The answer is society. Quite a mix-up, eh? Here's the third question for you. Lincoln proclaimed, "A world divided against itself cannot stand." What's the correct word in this quote? The answer is house, a powerful metaphor from Lincoln. On to the fourth question. FDR stated, "In the field of world policy, I would dedicate this nation to the policy of the good time." What's the actual word used in this quote? The answer is neighbor. Quite a different meaning, isn't it? Let's wrap this round with the fifth question. George H.W. Bush spoke about 1,000 points of purchase of all the community organizations doing good. What's the correct word here? The answer is light. 1,000 points of light, indeed. Moving on, it's time for round four. The category? Classical dance. Let's see how well you know your way around the dance floor. Here's your first question. Jean-Baptiste Lully pioneered music for this dance, whose name, from the Latin for small, comes from its small, dainty steps. Any guesses? The answer is a minuet, a delicate dance for sure. Let's twirl into question number two. Not sausage, but this dance follows Vienna Blood in a Johann Strauss Jr. title. What could it be? The answer is waltz, a classic that never goes out of style. And now the third question. Between 1915 and 1917, after traveling among rural people, Béla Bartók wrote six Romanian what type of dances? The answer is folk, a testament to the rich culture of Romania. Let's leap into the fourth question. Bach's keyboard suites include music for this happy dance, five letters long, not three, and starting with G, not J. Can you guess it? The answer is a gigue. Bach had quite the range in his compositions. Finally, the fifth question. The gopak or hopak from Tchaikovsky's Mazeppa is a dance of these people who really know their steps. Who are they? The answer is the Cossacks, a step into the rich history of Eastern Europe. And now, for our final round, the category, numbers in song. Time to hit those high notes. Here's the first question. The Beatles promised they'd love their girl this many days a week. Can you recall the number? The answer is 8. Indeed, love knows no bounds, even in a week. Now, on to the second question. Do you know the length of the Camptown racetrack? The answer is 5 miles long. That's quite a racetrack. Here's the third question. The Crests' biggest hit was about a birthday cake with this many candles. Do you remember the number? The answer is 16. Sweet 16. That's a special age. Let's move to the fourth question. According to Bobby V, the night has this many eyes. How many eyes did he sing about? The answer is 1,000. Now that's a starry, starry night. And finally, the fifth question. And the Mysterians' only number one hit was about crying this many tears. Any guesses? The answer is 96. That's a lot of tears. That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow for more thrilling trivia, where the questions are always intriguing and the answers are never what you expect. Until then, keep your trivia game strong.